doing, walking behind you.
Yeah, we're not all there tonight. We're not all on it.
57.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, I'm not quite sure that the
Red is right.
We just went out tonight, I'm getting tired.
Oh well, you're all right.
That's all right. John's not so mean to me, but I've had much of a rest today, so
Has he been out all day then?
No, he'd be out. Went out at 6:50, but I've sort of I've been up since 7:00, I've not really sat down all day.
Oh, okay.
Quarter of eight.
Yes, please. Oh, I've got none of them for you. Couple of packets for you.
That's what Emma said, "Oh, I used to have one."
Yeah, Alice at school, she gave me one, but hers weren't called them and I said they were called imps.
Mm.
And these were called something else, but they was exactly the same.
Oh, to bottle of pop.
You want any in the fridge? No?
I've got bottles, no.
I'll have a bottle of milk then.
But it's cold this weather.
Orange. Is that wrong with colour? Lemon. Lemonade, what's the next?
Lemonade?
Is this cola?
Yeah.
Cheers. Bet you're ready for shutting, aren't you?
What?
Bet it says about you're ready for shutting.
Not what I said then.
I'm cracking up. Oh, good lad. I'm gonna be a pig.
That's what I've cos I've not been very busy, I've been picking, you know, like few peanuts to the chocolate peanuts.
He's mending car, he's been work all day and now he's mending car.
Oh dear.
He conked out other day.
Where's he back?
Conked out other day and he thought it were points, he changed points and I says to him, "Have you changed plugs?" He went, "I knew there was something, now he's changing plugs."
What, in the dark?
He's got one of them clip-on
Oh.
OG Piffs. Oh, I can imagine another couple of them. Something to do with it.
So that's what I've been doing.
Nibbling.
Nibbling. It's the worst thing I can do.
I
Used
know.
to like that when I were at home on my own at night and John used to play dominoes on Friday night. Kids were in bed and then in the
Yeah,
actual
I
kitchen,
did.
picking.
Could tell. But this one he ain't been on nights.
3:23, sorry. You've got any change?
A bit, yeah.
I've got three.
Right.
I ain't got the 20, but I've got the three.
Are you in the three then? That's it, one each.
There. Just informed him that he can work longer if he wants, I thought, smart move. Have you got a bag I can put this in the lid? Oh, there's one over here. I thought, "I don't see enough of him there." Gone when I get it. Just come in for 7:30 and then it says,
We
"Says
could
I
have
can
him
work
at home
longer."
all day like he was before.
I think I prefer that actually.
Do you?
I do, yeah. Moaning at him, "Give to me, let me clean up, go on, get out to your brother." I can't believe he's gonna shout at me.
He's not coming.
Ta-ra.
He's got all the
Yeah, that's true.
Happy medium.
You can't win no matter what you do. Ta-ra.
Good.
I know, it's just that I remembered picking milk up this morning to make Maggie a drink, and they didn't seem a lot. So I thought, I must remember.
There's 10 quarts in the bottle, isn't there?
No. There never is there? So when I see it, because I have Alice and Ben, so I'll make it. And I took your coke in the room and I took the milk with it instead of putting it in the fridge. Oh dear. I wonder where my torch has gone, as if I didn't know, like. It went up in the silicone.
No, it's got seasonal.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, you know where it's going.
That's not the point, you know it's damn well it's me, Snap. It's your spare light, isn't it?
I know, I wondered why you'd left it on the table.
Oh, mine?
Where?
In care.
Oh, did it fall out your pocket?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, I just wondered, should I turn this light on?
Yes.
Why did you fill this up and leave it on the table?
I don't know, to be honest. I took it to work one day and used it.
I wonder, can I have a shake? Yeah. Oh, I thought light were in there then. It's a bit dark,
isn't it? Now I'm going to the back. You've been to the shop, did you get rid of?
Oh, my memory don't work anymore. It shut down for Christmas.
I feel funny saying this, but at least I've got this friend.
You always a pen in my bag. Do you know, you could have filled her in, I could have shoved it in Paul's box.
I was thinking that maybe I could arrange a meeting.
I know.
I end up with about a dozen letters on my ankle again, because I always forget to post stupid things.
People here get to know me because they want to do business with me. But no, that's not how it happens. No worry. Look, getting this meeting to your friends would really mean a lot to you, wouldn't it?
There is no roads. Ah, you can, yeah.
Well, let's say Tuesday.
Tuesday, November.
Well, usually, if there's not a stamp wanted, is there a stamp wanted?
No.
Dennis, that's great.
Yeah, usually if there's no stamp wanted, I get one at Lass's while I'm at work, they drop them off on me. I would say, well, you do me a favour and shove it in box. It's all right.
Well, you just heard me say that I don't mix business with me.
You said that twice.
No shower.
No shower.
Why, do you want air washing?
No. I can have a proper bath later. See you later.
Wait
a minute, Dennis. Morning. No, you missed him again. bit late.
You were coming across yesterday, weren't you, when we were on our way?
You waited for your sister yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
She was having a race, if you remember. That wind's going on this morning.
It's dry. Clear.
That's the main thing anyway.
Are we out?
video. You look right happy this morning, ever so happy. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I'm stopping on my leave.
You're stopping on?
Yeah.
I thought you were waiting to leave. Fingers crossed and all sorts, and she's supposed to leave in about 8 weeks' time. She just says she's stopping on another year. So marvellous, all that time she's been moaning and now she's stopping. She can't have had very good exams by the sounds of it. Well, I says to her, I says, what, don't want to have a big gap? But some of these tapes are funny.
Why is that?
Well, you know, women working outside all the time.
Traffic
and all sorts. See, I was talking to Joyce this morning, and I meant to listen to it, but I forgot. And there were buses and lorries and quite a lot of tapes. They've got buses and lorries and all sorts. We're working outside.
When you're being a lollipop lady, it's bound to happen, isn't it?
Aren't you thought of going back to the doctor's?
Ain't you thought it cost £3 bloody 60 a prescription? And he always writes me out a couple and I ain't got the money. He never decides to leave me one thing. Whereabouts did you say your mum was born?
My mum?
Yeah.
Durham.
And your dad was born here?
No. Scotland.
Scotland.
So I've got Durham, Scottish, my grandparents come from Leelanks.
Leelanks?
Yeah, my mum always said Leelanks.
Yeah.
Oh, was she born in Leelanks? Anyway, they were born one place and moved one place and then they come to Dunscroft and now we're born here.
Well, let's hope they can try and decipher my bloody dialect because...
Average it on.
My granddad, but my granddaddy's Scotch. My other granddad was a German. My grandma were Jewish, and I was born in London, so let them fathom that out.
Fathom. Yeah, I just write where you were born, where you, because it says regional accent, I'm assuming that means...
Kensington, I was born London.
I just stick London.
Yeah, well, it's London anyway.
It's easier. It's like your Billy, on bottom here.
Where did you put Billy was born? Hong Kong.
No.
He was.
It says regional accent. Well, he's Yorkshire, isn't he?
He's a Chinese, but what?
He's a Chinese, what? I've got one to fill in. I must remember Nadine's.
She's Turkish.
She's
isn't
Turkish,
she?
Yeah. They come to London. Because the accent she's got is London.
Is it?
Yeah.
Don't sound like mine.
Yeah, but there's different parts of London. You all sound different, don't you? Because don't forget, there's people who's moved from Donny and had the kids in London.
Mm.
And they sound different.
Abilly don't sound like Steve and Gary, does he? Where they're proper Yorkshire-ified. Abilly's like a posh sort
well,
of Yorkshire.
Well, he was born in Hong Kong, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he came here at 15 bloody months old, didn't he?
You were talking.
Only mum and dad. Not say much more.
Oh, there she is.
Who's that?
Nady. There's a video on bottom, please write their first name. Are there any people mentioned above whose first language is not English? And that's Nadine.
Yeah.
Because she talks both.
The shrimp.
Yeah. I heard her talking to her dad.
Oh.
And that's when I says to her, where do you come from? She says, my dad's Turkish.
Remember when we stopped in Bahrain?
How do you spell Turkish?
Turkish. I mean, they
missed so much.
T-U-R-K-I.
Mr. Iger, I tell you, I'm rubbish at spelling me. They originate from Turkey and then they moved to London.
But when we stopped in Bahrain in Hong Kong, well, when we go into Hong Kong, you get this little tiny cup. It's about an eighth of the size of that bloody thing. And it's thick and it's horrible. Their coffee. We stopped at the airport and there's this, who wants coffee or who wants tea? And you thought, they're coming round with bloody kiddies' toy caps. But it was thick, it was bloody rank, it was. You've never tasted coffee like it. Thick coffee.
I've heard about that before.
Oh, it's horrible.
I like making my own coffee, at least I know I can drink it. Yeah. I'm hoping that washing dries.
It'll dry, the sun's out anyway, isn't it?
It's going in again. It's all me put socks
out. Don't say it's going in again.
Do you know, it's never failed me yet. I put socks out,
yeah.
And it always ends up going right, so they don't dry, right funny, so it don't dry. Or it rains. That's why I thought I'll get the stupid things out this morning, and then they'll all be dried by tomorrow. I can't remember if I've been in the bathroom, I picked them up. Steve's getting a sod. With him getting in bath every night, yeah. He's just dropping them.
Did I tell you Gary paid for his insurance? On that if anything happens to him going over to France, he's insured.
Yeah.
21 quid.
What
about for it?
How long's he going for? A week?
Fortnight.
Fortnight.
Yeah.
When's he going, May?
16th or 19th, somewhere around there.
Comes back in June? No.
I don't know. He comes back when
end
he comes back.
End of May, in June.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I've got something for you, Gary.
For his ear?
No.
Oh God.
He bought that car off Stephen, didn't he?
Yeah.
Without instructions.
Ah.
And I think Anna where they are. I think they're on bed. Because I got them out and I thought I must take them downstairs and give them to Maggie to give them to Gary.
Right.
Well, he's twisted around line. I'm going to say something. I fell off already.
Yikes. You what? What you done there?
I checked Stephen's bedroom for washing.
Yeah. What you
like? All round. I have checked bathroom. I took it out at bathroom. And guess what I didn't check?
What?
Our bedroom. Got some underwear on floor in bedroom. I thought, aren't I blessed here? Yeah, that belongs to that car.
Yeah. He played with it once. Stuck on top of the bloody cupboard like everything else he
got. He's saving it for his kids, that's what he says.
Yeah.
Or he'll end up giving it away as a present. There's nothing wrong with box car, nothing.
He'll save it for his own.
That's it.
You get. Could we get a boat first?
Your girl is happy as he is. He's enjoying
he is.
Life. That's the mistake Stephen's made. Girlfriends. Knowing he can't afford them with him being in college.
Yeah.
And then he's just gone mad. I think they've gone to his head. Did I tell you they call her Joanne now?
Yeah, that's a new one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Be alright if one of the birds turn up here and you say, oh, hello, Florence. Oh, no, I'm not Florence, I'm Zebedee.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. What that thing in the Maureen's wall, have you seen it?
Oh, I've been looking.
Watch it, it flaps about. If you look at Maureen's wall near the drain pipe, you can see this flapping all over. I keep meaning
where
to have a
look. Where are you looking?
You know drain pipe?
Yeah,
you've got that little window, then drain pipe.
Yeah.
Outside of drain pipe. You can see it flapping about. You're watching a sec. It starts flapping. You see it?
Mm.
that is?
I don't know. I keep meaning to ask it out, see if it's a vent or something, or a piece of plastic.
I put one in.
They put it in the same, whatever it is. Unless it's that cooker thing. I think a cooker's there. She's got one of them ojis. Them fan things.
Oh, it might be an extractor.
That's it. She's got one of them. And that's about the right place where it is. I wonder if it's that.
I don't know, but I like the curtains.
Yeah, they're nice, aren't they? I didn't like them when she first put them up. But they're alright now. Flo's tried a combi.
Why?
She wants me rails, these metal rails that I've got.
She mentioned them the other day, didn't she?
Yeah, she wants them. So I says to her, if she wanted them, I was after wooden ones. Mm. Now, I says, now, I've seen some wooden ones in her house. I says, if she wants to swap, I'll swap her.
Yeah.
The crafty bugger says to me, what did she say, the £14 summats? I think she says, these wooden ones.
I don't know.
And I says, well, I thought you'd got some. Now, I'm sure I've seen one in her house.
Yeah.
And she says, no. She says, one I've got's only a thin and you want that thicker one, you know, with these being thick. She says, so I thought, if I buy you one, she says, you give me them two. I says, whoa, hang on a minute. I says, I've got two windows, not one window. I says, I'm not giving you two for one.
That's bloody dark.
I says, and at that price, why don't you buy them yourself?
Yeah.
You know. And she says, well, I thought, if I buy you one, you can buy other one. I says, go and naff off.
Well, that's daft, isn't it?
I says, I'm not. I says, when am I going to be able to go to town? I says, and afford 15 quid for another bloody rail. I says,
you've already got some up.
Yeah. She wants me to take them down and swap her for one. Steve will go mad.
Bloody would, I know.
I thought you crafty sword. She wants them to extend to 8 feet. Well, these don't extend to 8 feet, they extend to 7.
Mm.
And I thought, no, I'm not. Steve's just cleaned them up.
Yeah.
He's been about 2 hours in, with him. Have you seen what he's done to ends of them? They've gone silver. He's rubbed and rubbed and rubbed.
I'm too bloody out.
And he's rubbed all colour off it. And I've got silver ends on them ones.
That's posture.
I says, can't you rub harder on other piece?
He ain't done them ones.
He's done these ones.
Well, they're not silvery then.
Well, he washed this one first, and then he went over there, and then he dawned on him that the ends pull off. The crowns on ends. So he took the two ends off, cleaned the rails, and he was sat upside to you watching telly, rubbing away and rubbing away. And I says, hey, you're going to put them ends back on? And he'd been rubbing for that long. They've gone
that my Stephen with my new non-stick pans.
I remember
to pull the black off.
He scrubbed and scrubbed till it all come off, didn't he? How old were you then? About 13?
No, he was younger than that.
I can remember that. He come over and told me.
How did you get them all black, man? What's with the bloody new ones?
Not now. I want a new frying pan. I keep using my best pan.
I ain't got no best pans. I've had my most of my pans, they've all near enough come from either Embassy cigarette coupons or number 6 coupons. And I've still got them, and I've had some of them 20 bloody years on them pans.
Have you? You know when we saved them Berkeley packets?
Yeah.
Can you remember what we saved them for? Irene asked me the other day what we were saving them for. I says, well, we saved them. Oh, I remember. We saved them. They were on about cameras and that, and then we found out inserts inside it. That
which
you get, you got it with that,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still got stacks of them in the kitchen.
I threw them on away. Oh, we did send for something.
I can't remember what. She got one, you know, like we got.
What did I send off to get Gary them radio earphones?
Regal. You know, them that we got to send off for that, I've got Ed bag and you've got that.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying to Irene, I says, did you ever get one?
Yeah.
She says, yeah, I'm sure we did.
Yeah.
I says, well, if you don't smoke them, I says, me and Maggie will get them for you.
Yeah.
I says, should get Gary to collect them at work and that.
Yeah.
I says, now I'll ask, you know, Dave and them to save them for me again. I says, and get your sense of that. Anyway, she rooted about in drawers yesterday. And
she found it.
She found this booklet, and it was like a checkbook.
Yeah.
It's got the picture on, but it's a check.
Yeah.
Please send me one blah blah whatever it is. Anyway, I was looking and I looked and I looked and I looked and I says, well, what cigarettes do you use for it? Because it's different but same. All prizes were the same, but it was different. Bloody cigar packets. I I says, oh, we can't help you with them. I says, I have the faintest idea of anybody that smokes them. Because she says, don't you? I says, no. I says, I don't know anybody at all. So I couldn't help her there at all.
Well, I could carry them round that radio earphones. She's got it in upstairs in the box on top of all the other bloody boxes.
Do you just keep collecting it? Mm. No bother. I banged my finger and called me. Didn't you have food? Oh, dear. It's a bus.
A bus. Our little one said bus. Craigie were on about a bus. And our little one said bus.
Oh,
and then our Craigie said, home and away then. Home and away then.
His speech is getting a lot better.
It's not clear though, Kev. And he keeps shouting.
I thought that was that brain then. You know, that's only trouble with these nets.
The old bloody worse, he stands there and looks out the bloody window as much as
ever. He has, he's just parked car, walked up here, looked at bus and walked back again.
Is it Brian?
No, this one's driving a car. You were looking at that bus. Yeah, well, they've done no but look at it for the last 3 months. Walked up there, straight to your house, hiked bus up, and then walked back again.
Yeah, because what they did, they'd done it a few times, though, different people. Look and see how far it is before it's a blind spot.
You're Billy nearly the other week, you were telling me.
I don't know, but say the driver's coming this way, he wants to see how far down the road it is before it's a blind spot again. And if they're from the council or whatever, or whoever does the roads or whatever, they're probably getting contact with them again.
I should imagine the Africa Council.
Well, not too bad, that one.
I was only a one-off.
You sounded better.
And to have a real good do. Oh, well, if I could just bloody bring it up.
And it won't.
One way or the other. Oh, I could fancy a nice cabby horse.
I like leg.
I don't want corned beef hash though, I don't want that.
I like leg.
You'll have a leg?
Yeah. Just debating whether to run in that kitchen and put that kettle on again, what you reckon?
Well, I've checked, you're alright, you're safe.
That's alright then.
I ain't check covered.
I won't go in it cupboard. Everything's on top. strawberry together to give it a different taste. Ah, yeah, pocket money.
It's increased. What about last week's?
Yeah.
I owe you a penny now.
I know what you're doing. That's next week's.
I'll save a penny.
Yeah, that's next week. Yeah, I put it in my pocket last night and I thought, right, I'll give her a 2p and I bet your life she says more about the other one.
Bill gave our brainy 50 pence the other week. He always gives her 50 pence, but she don't like a 50 pence. She likes it all in change.
So she's got loans.
Yeah, so she's got a lot of money. Anyway, she left 12 pence on the floor. And Gary says, "Who's is this money?" He says, "You leave it there, it's Brainy's." And nobody touched his chopping 12 pence. On the floor and Bill put it in the cubby hole on the fireplace. Gary says, "Who's is this money?" And I was going to pick it up and all. He says, "Leave that." He says, "That's Brainy's money." No 12p.
Yeah. 12p.
Mm.
What's Billy doing? Take her to the shop?
He gives... No, Bill gives him 50p for our Brainy whenever he sees her.
Yeah.
And then he goes and buys her Smarties and Crispies.
That's why sisters is doing
it on my own. Miss Bill's going to shop and he brings some for her.
Yeah.
How far have we got now?
Not far to go. Yeah, you'll have more coughs and splutters and traffic and everything on this side.
Never mind.
I'm alright doing it in pencil.
You've got to go over it all.
I don't know. I've got a range anyway.
You got
9, 16, 20s, 30s, 40s.
Is that the eldest is the 40s?
No, Irene's the eldest, the crafty bleeder. That's what I'm looking for. I'm hoping she's rubbed it out in pencil. She scribbled it out. She didn't mind taping her out. She was pretending that she said, because she was talking, she knew tape was still running, and she was pretending to say that she didn't say I could do it, but she did.
Mm.
What she was arguing with me about is her age. Now, she's 64.
Yeah.
So she didn't want me to put 64 down. But that's cheating. Because if you know the age, you're supposed to put the age down. Because some people will tell you and some people won't. Yeah. So I put 64 down, so... Well, I didn't put 64, I put 30 plus 34.
Yeah, 64.
So that made 64. So she jumped up, grabbed the pencil and everything. She got a screwdriver first. I thought she was going to stab me with a screwdriver. And she was looking for a pencil. but luckily, she's rubbed it out with thingy, so...
You're putting it back in.
I'm putting it back in. But she is. So there, now it's back again, it says 30 plus
so
34.
Normal.
She would have been put 21. I says, get lost. I says, that's cheating.
I'm 16, I am.
I put your age in. 47.
You cheeky cow! Oh. 47, I'm not that old.
It's a good job I put 42 then, isn't it?
Oh, that's been generous.
Have you already turned 43?
I was born in 47. You work it out. I'm 28.
Yeah. I thought you were 40. Well, your birthday in September, wasn't it? You're 44 this year.
I don't know. I have to work out how old Bill is.
50. That's 3 years. 60, 70, 80, 90. That's 43. 44 this year.
44 then this year.
If your birthday... I keep getting mixed up. It's your anniversary in February and it's your birthday in September.
That's it.
So, I have to change you on to 43. I put 42.
Well, one year ain't going to make no difference.
I forgot you've already had your birthday. I just put a plus sign at it.
No, no pluses. That make me bloody double it.
I can try out, don't I?
Plus one, then.
Plus one. Nah, I'll leave it at 42. God, you only had your birthday 3 months ago. Or somewhere around there. I'm thinking it's your birthday tomorrow. And it's not, it's your anniversary tomorrow. September 8th.
That's right.
And February 6th. Yeah. So you'll have a very good anniversary tomorrow, because nobody will be in.
Probably
end up in bed. Yeah, more than likely. I had a good anniversary.
Well,
I kept me old present and stayed in bed half a day. You swore on my machine.
Did I say knickers or a worse word?
No, it was good. That's good compared to some of them. I says to her when she were leaving it, I says there's people that swear in that. She says it don't matter. And there's Buzz.
Well, I ain't got Fizz and Buzz on me though.
It's Linda that Fizz and Buzz. Steve swore. And there's somebody else. Somebody else swearing.
If you rub out all the swear words, you'll have no bloody takes left.
Oh, that's not bad. I think it were. First swear word I remember that went on it were. One minute. Take two. Take one, I've got no one that I know of. Take two as. Take three as. Take two and take three. And this is take four, isn't it? There's a lot of people won't let you do it.
Won't they?
Yeah. I think they think you've got to have a conversation where you
talk
about all what you talk about.
Yeah.
But I don't, I stop it when we get there.
Yeah.
If they don't want.
Oh, well, that's personal, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I don't. I'd have filled all 20 up now if they'd have all let me. But you can't be doing that, can you? Mm-hmm. If they've got 5 tapes off everybody, by the Christ, they'll have some listening to do, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
Because what's 4 tapes? When I finish this one, I'll have one side left. 90 minutes of tape.
3 hours?
An hour and a half. That's 6 hours.
Just work that out.
4 tapes, 6 hours. 90 minutes of tape, that'd be 6.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I've just noticed?
What's that?
Cough. Watch that light. Yeah. Cough.
Well, you just said cough and it went off.
Oh, watching it. Every time you cough, it starts flashing. Dinky. Steve keeps saying, he says, I'm having that tape recorder. I says, you're not, she's coming to take it back. I'm going to tell her I'm having that tape recorder. I says, you're not, she's coming back for it on Friday.
It's only a cheapo anyway, isn't it?
I know, we've got that one. We've got 4 Walkmans in here. Okay, there's one at top, dear. I think that's the same as this one.
That one's a radio thingy. The one Stephen's got, so a radio thingy. This one. What he likes about it is microphone. What's that one? That's what my beloved son did to his Walkman.
Worth bloody having them then, is it?
Okay. 15 bleeding quid for that. And I said, because this year I didn't know he'd done this. Because he sits it like that, flips it like that, and you can't tell. Mm. Anyway, he gave it to his father, where I'd already bought the other one. Because it says if he looks after it, I'll buy him one with radio on as well.
Yeah.
So I've just paid that one with radio.
But I wish he'd stop nicking my bleeding torch. He's going to swipe for that. Oh, I'd have got it back. You know when I got it back?
When he moved out?
No, when batteries are dead. I got all my torches back when batteries dead. I got one with a big chunky battery. It should have lasted about 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
A rate good and it were. I had to give me torch and I had to buy a battery. I paid about £3 odd for this battery.
I bet he had it under the blankets, reading his books.
He did. You've got it. Exactly.
I wonder what that was. It's something clanging around in your washing machine.
It'll be zip on his tracksuit. I found jacket, did I tell you?
No.
I got jacket and bottom. And some underwear.
Wish one of you would have pinnacle
tea. I can't stick that.
I like that.
I can't stick it.
I like it if I do it with bacon and sausage.
Sounds like Pete's coming down with something. He's the one that's coughing.